So tonight, we'll continue our series of talks about the writings, the literature of Kavi Karnapur. So the last 3 days, we have all been sitting here by the side of Giriraj, relishing exquisite works of art. You could say transcendental literary masterpiece, two transcendental literary masterpieces that have given us a little access into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. When everyone's peaceful, we'll continue. We're all preparing for the next influx. Is everybody settled? Yes? Okay. So now it is time to introduce you all to the author. Because as you know, if you go to see some extraordinary artwork, people want to know who did that, that's so beautiful. And then if the person is a classic artist, then people become very interested to read about their life. What was their mood? How did they do that? It was such a beautiful work of art. So I would like to introduce you a little to the setting also in which Kavi Karnapur appeared. In 1485, how many years ago is that? 524 years ago. Now these, I'll have to apologize, these dates may be not completely accurate, but they'll give you a general idea. So in 1485, 524 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. He appeared in Navadvip Dham, and 4 years later, in 1489, Srila Rupa Goswami appeared in this world. He took his birth in what is now known as Bangladesh or in East Bengal. When Rupa Goswami was a young man, he was at that time living in a place known as Ramakeli with his brother Sanatan Goswami. When he was quite a young man, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for those who are unfamiliar with this pastime, was living in Jagannath Puri. And he told all of his followers and friends from Navadvip who were coming every year because they couldn't live without him. So it would take them approximately 1 month to walk to Jagannath Puri. 4 months they would stay there and 1 month to walk back. Now just think how that would disrupt your lifestyle. Every year for 6 months they would be on their way or residing in Jagannath Puri and then returning to Navadvip and waiting anxiously to go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again the next year. But 1 year, Lord Chaitanya told them that they should come only for the Rath Yatra and then return immediately. And the reason was because he had a plan. He told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy, who had been detaining him by one excuse and another, that he wanted to go to Vrindavan. And when they were still trying to detain him, just to sort of make his case, he said, "Actually, I want to go to Vrindavan, but I first want to go to Bengal. I want to see my two mothers, my mother and the Ganges. So please, give me your permission and blessings." What could they do? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left, he walked all the way to Bengal, And in Bengal, he met with a very young, who was later to become Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And then on the pretext of going to Vrindavan, he headed upwards. Now, if you go up north in Bengal, you come to Ramakeli. And of course, Vrindavan is over here. And he was going this way. So it can be seen that actually he did not really intend to go to Vrindavan. But he went up northwards in Bengal, West Bengal, and he came to this place, Ramakeli. When he came there, he was surrounded by thousands and thousands and thousands of disciples. And they were all blissfully having kirtan, as we were having kirtan here. But our kirtan, we were a little sort of absent-minded. Not everybody was jumping in the air. But they were all jumping in the air. And he came there and he performed kirtan for several days. In a non-external consciousness. And at that time, there was one Hindu gentleman who became very worried that this Nawab Hussein Shah, this is his capital, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a saint, and he's doing these devotional Hindu activities, and he's the Muslim sultanate, and he's there, he's the Nawab, and he's there. It's too close, it's too dangerous. We should tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please, please, for your own safety, please go and chant safely in another village, in another place. But Lord Chaitanya was not in external consciousness. And at that time, Rupa and Sanatan went to visit him, and he gave them certain instructions, and they followed those instructions. And then, as we know, he didn't go to Vrindavan, but he came back through Bengal, and he went back to Orissa, back to Jagannath Puri on the Bay of Bengal, and he continued with his life and activities as before. So soon after that visit, Sivananda Sen came to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because his function amongst the devotees was to arrange for all the Vaishnavas to come from all the different areas of Bengal and to all come together in a group, maybe 200, 300 pilgrims, ladies, children, and gentlemen of various ages. And then he would pay all the money that was required to get them to their journey to Jagannath Puri. And it's interesting because we will hear later that Kavi Karnapur, in one of his books, which is a well-known book, he explained who the residents, who the Gauranga Leela associates or some of them were in Krishna Leela. And in that book, he also explained who his father was. And it's quite interesting, I will tell you later, but it's quite interesting because then you can understand why he was so much appreciated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and why he was always arranging for all the devotees to make their safe journey to Jagannath Puri and back. So he came this particular year and he informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his wife was pregnant with their third son. His first son's name was Chaitanya Das. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the name, he said, "Why did you name him that?" And he said, "It was the name that appeared within my heart." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said no more. His second son's name was Ram Das. And his third son was about to be born. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him, "Please name your third son Puridas." So Sivananda Sen understood that this Puridas was the name of Paramananda Puri, who was one of the sannyas, senior sannyasis, who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revered in his stay in Jagannath Puri. So he went back to Bengal, and then next year or the year after, he came with his wife, and she had this very small baby. And so they came in to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was so fond of them. He said that these little boys, they're like my own sons. This family of Shivananda Sen is my family. And so when he brought the little boy in, they placed him down in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said, "What is his name?" And Shivananda Sen said, "His name is Paramananda Das." And Lord Chaitanya was very happy. At that time, it is known from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that little boy, you can imagine a small child kind of crawling and moving around on the ground, a young baby, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his toe nearby the small child, and the baby put his toe, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus-like toe, in his mouth, and he sucked his toe. So just imagine what kind of exchange of blessings would come if you could suck the toe of Krishna or suck the toe of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now you can understand how it is that Kavi Kanpur, in all his literary writings, he says, "It is by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya that I can write like this. It is by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya." So some years later, the three boys came again, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all arrangements for them, give them very nice facilities, and he told Govinda, "As long as these boys of and family of Shivananda Sen are in Jagannath Puri, they should be given my remnants every day." So later, this little boy, he was by this time around 7 years old, a little bit older. He came into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as you can imagine, a proud parent, his father helped him to pay his obeisances, pay your obeisances. He paid his obeisances, and then he rose. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see him. And he said to him, "Chant, chant." And the little boy didn't say anything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Chant, chant the name of Krishna." And the little boy remained silent. And again he said, "Chant, chant Krishna's names, Haribo, chant, chant." And the little boy continued to remain completely silent. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned to the other Vaishnavas who were in the room, and he said, "I have made the whole world chant Hare Krishna. I have made trees chant Hare Krishna, and lions and deers and all, everyone chant Hare Krishna. But why, this small boy, I cannot make him chant Hare Krishna." And then Swarup Damodar, who had a very deep internal understanding. Thank you, Nadia. Had a very deep understanding of everything in relationship to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like as if he was his consciousness. He could connect. We talked about the two strings. One, you vibrate one and the other vibrates. So Swarup Damodar thought and he said, "The reason that this young boy doesn't chant is because you have initiated him, you have given him instruction into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And when one receives an initiating mantra, such as we receive the Gayatri mantra, this mantra should never be chanted out loud. So he does not chant the mantra you have given him before others." So everyone was astonished. He's just a little boy. How does he understand these things? How does he have this discernment, this gravity, these conceptions? Another day, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there and the small boy was there, Paramananda Das. Lord Chaitanya said to him, "My dear Puri Das," because he called him Puri Das, "please recite something for me. Recite something." Just like, you know, and you say that to a child and they'll think of something they memorized from somewhere and they will try to recite something. Now, where's our Satya? Satya! Has she disappeared? My goodness, at the crucial moment. Is she here? Satya! Come, Satya! Now, Satya is going to read this verse because Satya is a little more than seven, but you can get some idea. Here is the verse. Microphone. Do we have a handheld microphone for a moment? You have to stand up so everyone can see you reading. This verse, little Puri Das composed this verse in his mind on the spur of the moment when requested by Krishna. Now here's a little child. You can see what, let's see what they can compose on the spur of the moment.
Shri Krishna is the blue lotus flower on the...
Shri Krishna is the blue lotus flower on the...
ears of the gopis.
The ointment.
The ointment.
Just see what you get from a little seven-year-old. They're so shy. But this little boy, he said this. Shri Krishna is the blue lotus flower on the ears of the gopis. He is the ointment for their eyes. He is the blue sapphire on their breasts. And all their other ornaments. May Sri Hari be always glorified. And you can stand up and say, "May Sri Hari be always glorified."
May Sri Hari be always glorified.
Thank you. May Sri Hari be always glorified. Shravaso kuvalayam akshnor anginam uraso mahin dramani dama Vrindavana ramaninam mandanam akhilam hariya jayanti jayati. So when this boy, this small child, and we see here with Satya, it's not easy for a small child to even speak, what to speak of, compose such a wonderful poem. When he spoke this poem, having had already no education, he had didn't know any Sanskrit grammar, and everyone was struck with wonder. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this small boy, he has made this ornament for the ears, karna, kavi karnapur, an ornament for the ears is his poetry. So he is a great poet, kavi karnapur. So he was given this name actually by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So then, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed from this world, then it was very difficult, naturally, for all the Vaishnavas. And in the beginning of Kavi Karnapur's Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak, he presents a very moving scene where he's describing, and it's, if you stop and just meditate on it, the first Rathyatra festival without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everyone is there, but he's not there. and none of the activities that they're performing, that they've performed for so many years, bring them any joy. Lord Jagannath is there. Crowds of people are there. Massive kirtans are going on here and there. And the assistant stage manager in the introduction of that drama asks the stage manager, "Who were these miserable men that I saw? They were crying and crying and weeping. Who are they?" And the stage manager says, "Oh, you don't know. Those are the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And at that time, Kavi Kanpur explains in his introduction to his drama that he was asked by Maharaj Prataparudra to write, or he decided to write for the pleasure of Maharaj Prataparudra, a drama to try to ease the king's separation. Because he said that a drama about somebody when they are separated can bring some comfort to the heart. So he wrote his drama later, actually, but he wrote his drama in this way. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed, there was one biography written very, very quickly by Murari Gupta, who had kept notes of the Navadvip Leelas. So that was printed very short, not printed, but was distributed very shortly after Mahaprabhu's disappearance. But then Vrindavan Das Thakur in 1548, that's 15 years later, he wrote his biography, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And it is, of course, considered by even Srila Kaviraj Goswami to be the authoritative, like a Vyasadeva's rendition of the Bhagavatam. This is the Bhagavatam of the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, Vrindavan Das Thakur was a Navadvipvasi, and he did not cover in great depth the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So the pastimes that are rendered into drama form by Kavi Kanpur, which was done about another 15 years after that, include mostly half of the drama is in Navadvip. In the middle, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves. He's in the middle space. He's at a Dvaitacharya's house where the Navadvip associates are coming to see him for the last time in that particular stage. And then he walks on and he goes to reside in Jagannath Puri. And the last five chapters take place in Jagannath Puri itself. Tomorrow night I would like to read you some excerpts from this Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak. Meanwhile, in Vrindavan, the Goswamis were living here. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were writing. And Rupa Goswami wrote during this time, in 1548, this is around about the same time as the Chaitanya Bhagavat was written, he wrote the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which of course we have in a summary form as the Nectar of Devotion. And this is actually considered the most famous book of Rupa Goswami. And by the time he wrote this, he had already composed his two dramas. And he also wrote another book called the Radha Krishna and others, short works. But he wrote another book called the Radha Krishna Gonadesh Dipika. And in this book, he delineates the nature of some of the associates of Radha and Krishna. He also describes the ornaments that they wear, some of the services that the sakis perform. Which cowherd boys are the closest to Krishna in his priyanama, in his pastimes with the gopis, and so forth. Many, many things he placed in a literary form. In that book, he describes Purnamasi, he describes Vrindadevi, he describes various important personalities in Vraj. In 1564, this is maybe 16 years later, Srila Rupa Goswami departed. and Srila Sanatan Goswami also. So during the next 10 years after Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami had departed from this world, Kavi Kanpur began to write, and he wrote prolifically for that 10-year period. He wrote then the Sri Chaitanya Doya Natak was written at that time. Also he wrote Ananda Brindavan Champu sometime after that. And also he wrote a book following the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called the Gaura Gonadesha Deepika. So this word, Radha Krishna Gana, the associates of Radha and Krishna, there is a dipika or a lamp to illuminate, to enlighten you who are the associates of Radha and Krishna. So when Kavi Kanpur wrote, he was writing to say who, according to his knowledge, to his understanding, in Gaura Lila, which associates of Mahaprabhu was who in Krishna Lila. So this was his offering. So the Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak is considered authoritative, very authoritative, and it's actually, interestingly enough, many, many things in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita came directly from the Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak. The Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak were used by Kaviraj Goswami to write the most authoritative literature on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is of course the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, but that was written nearly between about 15 to 20 years later, at least. So, in that book, Gaura Gonadesha Deepika, because sometimes we have heard concepts from Srila Prabhupada or from someone, and we have assimilated them, and we assume that they were always there. But just like we heard that previous to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was no worship of Srimati Radharani as we know it now. So similarly, this book established the Guru Parampara up to the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kavi Kanpur took this task and did this service. And he also established the Panchatattva, because there is no writing prior to this where the Panchatattva are actually described as the Panchatattva. Of course, we get this from the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, so we think, oh, no, I've heard of that. But actually, before that, this was the first introduction through the Gonadesha Deepika of Kavi Kanpur. And he also, as I said, described the identities of some of the leading associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the end of that particular book, he says that he has written this book in such a way that the logicians, the mimamsas, when they try to understand this, how does this and how does this fit into this and how can this really be this, the logicians, he said, this book will be inaccessible to them. They will not be able to actually understand it. And he says, I'm very happy about that. And you can see if you take that book, it's quite a mysterious book, because here he says something and there he says something. And when you try to make it like a cross-reference, okay, here is this and here is this, and that is this and that is this, it doesn't work like that. It's a rather mysterious book. In that book, he mentions his father. And just as I was saying to you, why was it that Sivananda Sen was so busy and so active and so dedicated to bringing all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas from Bengal to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet? And the answer is because, according to Kavi Kanpur, his father is a combined personality. He's a combination of two personalities. Now that in itself is a little perplexing to us, but this is actually possible. So he is a combined manifestation of the gopi whose name is Veera. And if you read the Radha Krishna Gonadesha Deepika, you can find out a little bit about this gopi Veera. And in there it explains that there are dutis, and dutis means messengers. And there are two ways that messengers can be conveyed by messengers. And one is, you can do it yourself. And Krishna can play his flute, and the message is conveyed to the gopis, and they arrive very swiftly. Or he can do it by his lotus eyes. He can just give a very charming glance, and their hearts melt. But if that's not possible, then there are personalities, and it becomes their duty to be a duty or a messenger. And it's described in the in the Jiva Dharma, actually, of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that the characteristic of a duty is that no matter what they hear, whatever they're told in confidence, even to the point of death, they will never betray that confidence. And they will always be trying to arrange a meeting between the lover and the beloved. And Vrindadevi and Veera, they're always considered to be the topmost of these duties. And Vrinda, it is said, she's very sweet-speaking, very charming. And these duties also are very important only in the Madhurya Ras, or between Radha and Krishna. So Vrindadevi will do this in a very sweet and charming way. But Veera is very straightforward. And she's very logical, and she insists by her words and everything, how everything should be, and Krishna should do this, and meet with Radha, and she's very firm. So this and her... So he says his father is a combination of this Veera Sakhi, or Duti, and another gopi called Duti. So these two gopis combine together in the form of Shivananda Sen. So of course, this is quite an inconceivable subject, and we're not interested really now in becoming very logical. It's too late at night. We're just interested in something sweet. So I will not go into that in great depth. But I would like to just share with you, to finish up our explanation, and to make way for Maharaj's kirtan, the epilogue, or the final written statement of Kavi Karnapur at the end of his Ananda Brindavan Champu. Because this is actually very nice, it's quite profound. Please listen. He says, people like us who have personally seen the great devotees of the Lord, received their mercy and understood the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are filled with love for Him, will never die. And if we die, we will not take birth again in this material world. And if we do not take birth here again, then what can death do to us? O most auspicious destiny that awaits us, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I'll read that again. People like us who have personally seen the great devotees of the Lord, received their mercy, understood the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and are filled with love for Him, will never die. And if we die, we will not take birth again in this material world. And if we do not take birth here again, then what can death do to us? O most auspicious destiny that awaits us, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So this is just a little sharing of some of the auspicious characteristics of the life of Kavi Karnapur. Not very much more than this is known about him, actually. You can only mostly hear about him from the Chaitanya Chaitamrita itself. So thank you very much. And tomorrow we will return to three readings from the Chaitanya Chandradoyanatak. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. As we do this kirtan, I would like to request you to do two things. First of all, connect to where you are and then to where you wish to make contact to. That is, you're now in the Holy Dhamma at the feet of Giriraj, and you like to address with your chanting. Whom do you like to address? Radha, Krishna. It's very important that you chant with Sambandha, the knowledge of where you connect at the present moment, and then where you want to connect to, where you want to have a relationship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Thank you. Krishna, Na Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Yeah.